Welcome to another edition of the Volunteer State. I'm Blake Topmeyer with John Adams in the Knoxville News Sentinel. John, on this show last week, we recorded what has become our most popular, most listened to podcast of the year. And it was so popular that we decided to revisit the topic this week. And of course, we're talking about the podcast in which we anointed ourselves czars of the SEC, engaged in some conference realignment, and booted Vanderbilt and Missouri from the SEC. John and I disagreed on who we would invite to replace them, but we did agree to boot Vanderbilt and Missouri. And Vanderbilt and Missouri fans, as you might expect, didn't like that too much. I heard from a ton of my old Missouri followers that I used to cover Missouri, covered them for about 4 years, and a lot of them were felt betrayed that I'd booted Missouri out of the SEC. And then my email inbox was just filling up all weekend with angry Vanderbilt fans that we'd booted the Commodores out of the conference. John, anything you'd like to say upon reflection about your decision to boot Vanderbilt out of the SEC?
Yeah, well, I would boot Vanderbilt again and again and again, but I am impressed that you got that strong of a reaction from Vanderbilt fans. That tells me that maybe we underrated their fan base. I think of it as a few lost souls following the Commodores, but apparently there's more to it than that. And I remember this is several years ago when Vanderbilt started out the season 2-0, had just beaten Kansas State. It was preparing to play Alabama. And in our network, there were some stories about, hey, is Vanderbilt ready for this? I mean, it's kind of a showdown, early season showdown. And I think I picked it to be Alabama 37-0. I pretty much ignored that. And I received a just a vicious email from a Vanderbilt fan who portrayed me pretty much as a over-the-hill hack who hadn't kept up with what's going on. His direct quote was, "This isn't the Vanderbilt of old."
Mm.
Well, when we were in the press box and we'd finished covering the Tennessee game, the Alabama-Vanderbilt game was on television. I was watching it. It was 31-0 Alabama at halftime. So that 37-0 prediction really had I really wasn't that accurate on that. We were already 31 points toward that goal. Just so happened that the Vanderbilt fan left his phone number on his email. So I called him from the press box. Some of the guys were listening in, and I called him, and I apologized for being so wrong about the game, because Vanderbilt was much worse than I thought it would be. And then I mocked him, ridiculed him, all in a voicemail. He didn't answer the phone, but
he never called me back either.
No, I was kind of surprised at that. We might have been able to exchange ideas and share our thoughts and maybe to come to a different consensus. But as it was, no, he never emailed me again and never returned my call. But so, yeah, we can kick Vanderbilt out every week if you want. That's fine. We can do that podcast every week. I am feeling a little guilty about Missouri, though. You know, we kind of – the geography of it says, yeah, Missouri doesn't really belong. But how far is Missouri from Arkansas? And I know Arkansas has been in the league a little bit longer, 1992. But, my gosh, Arkansas hasn't won a conference game since 2017. And I think 3 years earlier, back in 2014 – it was ending some other epic conference losing streak. If I had it to do over again, I don't know why I can't.
I think are the czar.
I'm the czar, so I'm going to welcome Missouri back into the league and with open arms, maybe even throw a parade for them, have some confetti, send up some balloons, and apologize profusely for kicking them out of the league and said, hey, you're good. And bid farewell to the Razorbacks.
You know, that's really going to be disappointing from a Razorback fan named Hog Jim, who emailed me. I got an email from Hog Jim last week, and he lives in Arkansas, a fan of the Razorbacks, and he just wanted to thank me for for not kicking Arkansas out of the league and choosing Vanderbilt and Missouri instead. So Hog Jim is going to be disappointed by this development. It's a sad thing, John, that you've really cast a fatal blow to Hog Jim.
I'm sorry for Hog Jim. And I'm wondering, though, if his name is actually Jim Hogg and he just reversed it with the surname first, comma, Jim.
I don't think so.
No, you think it's Hog Jim.
Yeah.
Well, the Hog Jim, I've just got to say, you look at your record and you look at Tiger Jim's record there at Missouri, and Missouri just is better. And I place too much emphasis on geography. And again, I apologize to all the Missouri fans out there. There, Missouri is welcome to come back in my league unless they just say, hey, we don't want to be a part of a league that kicked us out.
Right, right. Well, a lot of the Missouri fans I heard from pointed out that Missouri won the East twice already. Now, we pointed out in last week's podcast that we weren't kicking them out for lack of football success. We were kicking them out because they still feel more like a Big 12 or even a Big 10 school. They don't feel like geographically and just the feel of the campus doesn't feel like a Southern school. But, you know, if we take geography aside and just look at success, maybe they do have an avenue to stay.
Well, not just success, but Arkansas is just abject failure. When you look at that, I mean, that's what I really didn't focus on enough. Yeah, Arkansas seems more like an SEC school until you put it out on the field, and then it seems like SEC school Vanderbilt, but nobody else. And so, yeah, if I had it to do over again, I would do that. Now, you said you got a lot of reaction from these Vanderbilt fans, though.
Yeah, and I wanted to touch on something you said, John. You said that maybe the Vanderbilt fan base is underrated, and that would be easy to overlook Vanderbilt's fan base because you look at a football game and the stadium's nearly empty unless you just count the opposing team fans. Sometimes the opposing team brings a lot of fans, but otherwise the stadium's usually nearly empty. So it would be easy to overlook that fan base, but isn't it possible? You know, there's kind of the saying that goes around that Vanderbilt's actually the third most popular college team in its own town. Yeah. Number one, Tennessee. Number two, Alabama football / Kentucky basketball. And number three, Vanderbilt. Uh-huh. Is it possible that Vanderbilt might actually be underrated as a fan base and they could actually be the second most popular team in their own city? Most popular college team.
Yeah. Well, here's the possibility. We see that in the presidential. We saw it last year, 4 years ago in the presidential election when Donald Trump's popularity was not evident in the polls. Mm. And some people didn't want to profess that they're voting for Donald Trump. I wonder if a lot of people that actually are Vanderbilt fans, but they just don't want to admit it publicly and don't want to be ridiculed by other fans, so they just keep it to themselves. The silent majority, if you will, that could be Commodore Nation. So, yeah, I mean, that – I think based on the way you're talking about the response, that maybe there is a silent majority out there just waiting for Vanderbilt to be really good and start kicking around the rest of the SEC, and then they're coming out in full force. But you've already gotten an inkling of that.
Yeah, I just wanted to go over sort of the takeaways from the many, many, many emails I received from Vanderbilt fans. One of the arguments was that you and I are idiots, and I don't think we need to take much time to defend ourselves against that. It is what it is. It's possible.
Yeah, how do you prove you're not an idiot?
Exactly. So we won't delve too deep into that one. But here's one from Ed. Ed says, how would you propose getting rid of Vandy? They are a charter member of the SEC! I respond to Ed, what conference does charter member Sewanee play in these days? Perhaps Vanderbilt can join them there. Ed also pointed out that we must have forgotten about the Vandy boys in baseball. And that was, moving on, that was another argument that I got time after time again, was that we overlooked Vanderbilt's two national titles in baseball and just the fact that they are really an SEC dynamo in baseball. And I conceded to several of these emailers that, you know, maybe if I was Czar, I might consider allowing Vanderbilt to stay as an auxiliary member for baseball. Because, you know, conferences do this. We have the Southland Bowling League. The Southland Bowling League is where the Vanderbilt women's bowling team competes. Now, of course, Vanderbilt's not a member of the Southland Conference, but the SEC doesn't sponsor women's bowling, which perhaps is something as Czar you might want to take up. But with the SEC not sponsoring women's bowling, the Southland allows Vanderbilt to compete in its conference for its powerhouse women's bowling program. And so maybe, you know, if I was Czar, I might consider, you know, all these arguments from Vandy fans might have convinced me that we perhaps did overlook, you know, what they mean in baseball. And so maybe I would consider allowing them to stay as an auxiliary member in baseball.
Well, that could be a great idea because the ACC sort of claims Notre Dame for stuff. Tennessee has a women's crew team, which I think competes in the Big 12
mm-hmm.
because there's not other, I don't guess other SEC teams have that. Vanderbilt doesn't have a crew team, does it?
I don't think so. I think they spend most of their focus
on the bowling
team.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you got to make it a choice there. What do you want to be? I mean, you want to be a bunch of kegglers, or do you want to be out there on the water? And so that makes sense. So I would be fine with that if you let Vanderbilt play baseball in the SEC. I'm good with that.
Well, that would maybe address some of the arguments from Vanderbilt fans because, yeah, that was beyond being a charter member. One thing I heard a lot of was that we overlooked Vanderbilt's success in baseball. And I think there might be some merit to that. Now, there's another one here from Terry. Terry says he was embarrassed to read our article recommending expelling Vanderbilt from the SEC.
Well, it wasn't an article. It was a
podcast. Well, the podcast was housed within an article. So I guess he probably just read the article and didn't bother to listen to the podcast. He was probably so incensed. And his argument basically is that, well, I'll just read it here. No one can deny that except for Vanderbilt, the expression student athlete is an oxymoron when used by other SEC institutions and makes the argument that too much is made of football, you know, when really Vanderbilt's the only school that cares about academics. And I responded to Terry. I said, I'm sorry you feel embarrassed. There's nothing about which to feel embarrassed. Based on what you wrote, you seem to agree that Vanderbilt doesn't belong in the SEC. As Terry wrote, Vanderbilt's an outlier in that it cares way more about academics than it does athletics, and it doesn't give a hoot about football at all. And as Terry pointed out, football rules disproportionately the SEC. So I think Terry really was kind of making an argument that Vanderbilt doesn't belong in the SEC.
But let's face it, the SEC is a football league. And I know it has some really good – it's really good in baseball. It's good in softball. It's really good in men's basketball and women's basketball too at times. But it's mainly a football league. And that's what we think about primarily in terms of numbers, in terms of revenue, in terms of fan support. It's a football league. And Vanderbilt's not adding a lot to that other than Commodore Terry and Commodore Ed.
Right, and I think that was one argument that also stood out from the feedback I received is that we were putting too much importance on football. As you mentioned, SEC is a football conference, and that certainly rules the roost. But I would take it one step further and say, you know, one thing we didn't discuss last week on the podcast, and the more I think about it, the more I think Vanderbilt is correctly one of the two choices that should be booted from the SEC if we were Czars, is because if you think about it, I would say there's four really main women's sports in the SEC. I mean, and there's several others, but I would just say in terms of the sort of the household sports, something you might flip on the SEC network and watch and sports that are kind of gaining in popularity, there's really four of them. There's women's basketball. There's softball, which is surging in popularity. It's great for the television audience, the speed of the game. Women's gymnastics and volleyball. I think those are the four real biggies on the women's side of the docket in the SEC.
Not bowling.
And if you stop and think about it for a second, it's like, oh, wait, well, Vanderbilt doesn't even field a team in three of those four sports. Vanderbilt doesn't have a softball program, doesn't have a volleyball program, doesn't have a gymnastics team. It does have the women's bowling team that competes in the Southland Conference, but three out of the four biggies in women's athletics, it doesn't even field a team in. And the fourth, the women's basketball team, it's fielded a team only in name only the last three seasons. Now, granted, that women's basketball team beat Holly Warlick's final squad, and Holly Warlick was then fired after the season. And Tennessee does not field a gymnastics team, but they do have volleyball and softball. So I think that's, you know, let's go beyond the football argument. You know, for those people saying we're making too much of football, well, Vanderbilt doesn't even field, you know, softball, volleyball, and gymnastics, three of the biggies in the SEC.
Well, there's a real cautionary tale there for all coaches in any sports. Don't lose to a program that has a women's bowling team in your particular sport, or you're in trouble. I wonder, I'll play amateur psychologist here for a minute, Blake. Based on your emails, what you've read me, I wonder if a lot of Vanderbilt fans, well, there aren't a lot of Vanderbilt fans, but I wonder if Vanderbilt fans in general think subconsciously and really at their core, they know they don't belong in the SEC. And so this is kind of almost a defensive mechanism here, kicking and screaming very loudly why we should be in the SEC, that when they go to bed at night, when they're all alone in their thoughts, they think, you know, we really don't belong in the SEC.
That could be one thing, but, you know, one of Terry's reasons for emailing me was he wanted to suggest that I consider how I would teach my children how to prioritize their choices in their lives. You know, would I basically insinuating that I might prioritize athletics over academics. And so I think Terry just really was more well-intentioned than that and really was trying to give me advice.
Okay, well, that's noble.
Yeah. Now, another argument that I heard a lot of was the fact that Vanderbilt has beaten Tennessee in five out of the last 8 years in football. So perhaps it's Tennessee that should be kicked out of the SEC and not Vanderbilt. And, you know, it's kind of hard to have a rebuttal for that one. Tennessee was terrible in football for, by and large, other than a couple seasons. It was an embarrassing 2010s. The whole decade was kind of an embarrassment. And so Vanderbilt, you know, they can kind of cling to that, beating Tennessee five out of the last 8 years. And so, I mean, I think that's a pretty reasonable rebuttal there. Of course, I turned that on its head then toward Ryan, another one of my emailers, and said, okay, well, the point of the podcast was you have to pick two teams to eliminate from the SEC and two teams to invite. And so who would you, if you were czar of the SEC, eliminate? And Ryan said, well, he wouldn't eliminate anybody. I don't think that's going to make for a very good podcast if that's the topic of the podcast and he just doesn't kick anybody out.
Yeah, you could do a whole podcast on why we're not kicking anybody out of the SEC.
Poor Ryan. I mean, he tried to make his case, but he couldn't come up with those two teams that he would. But I think he meant well. And he did read the News Sentinel because he referenced that a column you wrote in 2017, John, about how the Vols were the worst team in the SEC, and it's not even close. So,
and I stand by that column. And I also, Blake, stand by anyone that's quoting me. So what was his name again? Ryan?
Ryan, yeah.
Okay, well, and put me in Ryan's fan club right now.
There you go. Even if he can't come up with two teams he wants to get rid of.
That's okay.
Know, he might not have a good podcast, but maybe he'd make a better czar of the SEC than we would.
I think he's a very bright guy.
I also got an email from Jeff, and Jeff's email was – perhaps my favorite, because he was agreeing with us, and so that's always one way to win us over. But yeah. Jeff is a Vanderbilt fan, and I want to read you what he wrote. Jeff said, I read your article about removing Vanderbilt from the SEC. A lifelong Vanderbilt fan here that is frustrated beyond belief by the current direction of our AD. I can't disagree with most, if not all, what you said. It is becoming more obvious by the day that the Vanderbilt administration does not care about the success of sports that the general public cares about, such as men's basketball and football. They enjoy the $45 million paycheck from the SEC every year and know that they can put in minimum effort and collect that check. I would love to see the SEC hold Vanderbilt's foot to the fire and make them pony up from a facility and overall financial commitment before taking another welfare check. Probably won't happen, but we can dream. Finally, I do have to point out that Vanderbilt has beaten Tennessee 4 out of the last 7 years. It's actually 5 out of the last 8. And has a 500 record against the Vols in the last decade. And I thought that was, that was really just kind of covering all the bases there from Jeff.
Jeff actually did a much better job than we did. In fact, when you look at it, that's the big problem I think most people have with Vanderbilt is the administration and the disinterest in fielding competitive teams. It's as though Vanderbilt doesn't care, just give us the check, and we'll deposit it, and we'll use it as we see fit. But we're not making any stadium improvements. We're not going to have a sports media relations department. We're not going to call our AD an AD.
And you're not going to field a softball, volleyball, or gymnastics team.
No, here's the thing. I mean, if they ever get around to firing Derek Mason as football coach, can we assume it will hire another football head coach? Or maybe just – cut out that just you've got your coordinators. One runs offense, one runs defense. Do you necessarily have to have a head coach?
Well, you know, John, I attended a university that competes in Division II athletics, and all of the coaches there had to teach a class as well. So maybe they could take a page from that book and just have a professor of history sort of double down as a football coach.
I like that. What's your college? I think you should name it. It's a very renowned academic institute. What is it, Blake?
It's Truman State University. And yeah, that was one thing I pointed out to the emailer, Terry, that thought I was focusing too much on athletics and not enough on academics and that I might be raising my children wrong. I don't have any children, so Terry can rest easy there. I did point out to Terry, as a summa cum laude graduate from a highly selective university, that he could spare me the lecture on the priority of academics, that I think I was probably all right in that area of life.
Well, I'm a big Harry Truman fan, if that counts for anything. But
it counts for a lot.
I tell you what, if I bet, how many students would you say are at Truman State University? How many?
About 5,000 to 6,000, I think.
Okay. I bet I could go there and recruit a bowling team from that university that could beat Vanderbilt.
Maybe there's room in the Southland Conference for Truman.
I think I could do that out of 5,000. I mean, how good can they be in bowling at Vanderbilt?
Pretty good. I mean, they won the national championship a couple years ago. It'd be hard to say farewell to them.
But what's the program?
I mean, that's one of the tough pills to swallow as czar of the SEC is saying goodbye to that bowling team.
Well, but what's the competition nationwide? I mean, I don't – Stanford opponents probably had a tough time beating Stanford in fencing before it cut out that program.
Maybe Vanderbilt can add that fencing team now. And I think you made that point last week. Step in where Stanford's leaving an opening.
Sure, you could be dominant in another sport, but I do think that the basic problem with Vanderbilt is it just really doesn't care about having athletic success. Again, baseball is an exception, and that wonderful bowling team is another exception.
I guess we'll close, John. You're pivoting. You're reinviting Missouri.
Yes, I am.
You're booting Arkansas, and are we in agreement that we're going to miss Vanderbilt's women's bowling team, but they're in the Southland Conference anyway, so we can't really have them. But that we might consider seeing if Vanderbilt would like to stick around as an auxiliary member in baseball only.
Very much so. And also, I would like to emphasize this. I've been very impressed with the reaction you've elicited from the Vanderbilt fan base. I think we underrated that fan base. And that to me is a glimmer of hope. Of better days ahead. If people care that much, maybe that's a start. Maybe that's a groundswell of support and of change.
All right, John. Well, we'll see what we got in store next week in your term as czar. Really, this week, you really just recanted a decision, and so far you're backpedaling already away from your move to boot out Missouri. So it's off to a little bit of a rocky start, but you can still improve from here. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Volunteer State.